This is the Daf Yomi Masecht Review Masecht Shabbos, tape number 8. Our Magid Shia is Rabbi Yossi Heber.
Masecht Shabbos, Perek Rabbi Eliezer de Mila, the Gemara, Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel. If someone performs only a half of a Mila on Shabbos and does not complete it, he did not do the Mila, and in fact he's Chayev Karis for doing a Malacha on Shabbos. We learned about the Halacha of Mitzitza, that one must do Mitzitza when they do the Mila. If the mitzitza was not done, we say that we remove the mayel from his job, since it puts the child in a makom sakana. In fact, because of sakana, we can be machal Shabbos and do the mitzitza. And the Chassam Sofer asks a question on Daf Kuf Vav. Since mitzitza is really chilul Shabbos, and the heter of mila, ovayom hashmini, is only for the mila, not for the mitzitza. If so, why do we say, if a bris mila happens on Shabbos morning, why do we say, zrizin makdim la mitzvah, and we do the bris mila in the morning of Shabbos? Why don't we do the bris mila in the afternoon on Shabbos, just before Shkia, and do the mitzitza matzoi Shabbos? This way we won't have to be mechal Shabbos with mitzitza. The Chassam Sofer answers, kivan de hutra hutra. Once ubayim hashmini is matter the mila, it's matter the mitzitza as well. And he brings additional rayas from the Gemara Menachas that kivan shehutra hutra. That's kufla medalit. It is usur to strain mustard on Shabbos, since it's like bayra. It's removing the psilis seeds from the eichel. The Gemara says, although making cheese is tzarech eichel nefesh, it is still usur to make it on Yontif due to the malacha of baina. So why is kneading bread mutter on Yontif? Gemara answers, since people like fresh bread, so it was really impossible to do it before Yontif. Therefore, what's not possible to do before Yontif, you can do on Yontif. Mashenkein cheese can be made in advance. So therefore, since it's efshel asaisem erev Yontif, you're not allowed to make it on Yontif itself. Finally, Abaya's mother gave him many eitzes on how to deal medically with an unhealthy child at birth, including if a child is jaundiced, the child is yellow, you should wait and not do the mila until the child becomes healthier. The Mishnah. It is permitted to wash the cotton with hot water on Shabbos, both before the mila and after the mila. But if one does this, they have to do it with a shine, for example, sprinkling versus washing, or doing it by hand instead of doing it with a keli. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah adds, on day 3, after the mila, if it turns out to be on Shabbos, one can wash the baby with hot water as well on day 3, since the third day is a day of sakana, as we know from Shimon Velevi, when they went into the city, the men were kayevim on that day because that's the hardest day of sakana. Rashi and the Ran learn that although one can do it on day 3, they can certainly do washing on day 1 and 2. The Rambam, however, says it's only mutter on day 1 and 3, day 1 meaning the day of the mila, and then the third day after that, not on day 2. If there is a suffix regarding the baby, if the baby is viable, then it's also to be Mechal Shabbos if day number 8 is on Shabbos. The Me'iri learns that this means if it's a suffix regarding the time of birth, for example, we're not sure if the baby was born Bein HaShemashes, and we're not sure what the time of birth was, then we say we cannot be Mechal Shabbos if the Mila falls out on day 8. By an androgynous, which is a suffix Zohar, suffix Nekeva, Rabbi Yehuda is Mechal, the Gemara. By a gadol, the healing time for a mila is longer than the healing time needed for a katan. The halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that even if the yom hashlishi comes out on Shabbos, the baby can be washed. Shmuel says, it's usur to put oil on a wound on Shabbos, but it's mutter to put it above the wound and let the oil drip down onto the wound on its own accord. Also, a dry bandage can be put on a wound to protect it. Daf Lamed Hei. Only if a baby is definitely born on Shabbos do we say that the Yom HaShmini is on the following Shabbos and the Mila is Deicha Shabbos. But if there is any suffix if the Yom HaShmini is Shabbos, we're not Mechal Shabbos. For example, if the baby is born Bein HaShemashes on Friday afternoon and we're not sure, then we're not Mechal Shabbos. And Tosfos adds that if one did a Mila when there was a suffix Shmini, then he's Chayav to bring a Chatas. The Gemara says if a child is born Noilad Mahol, meaning he was already born with a Mila, then his Bris is not Deicha Shabbos. But during the week, however, there is still a chiyav of hatofas dam bris, letting some blood out. And if someone becomes a ger, but when he was a baby, he had already had a bris mila, then it's a machlekes beis hil and beis shammai if he needs hatofas dam bris. Rav Anna bar Abba had a child who was born on Shabbos, already mahol, and he asked 13 different mayalim to perform hatofas dam bris, and they all refused to do it since it was Shabbos. He decided to do it himself, and he injured the baby, and attributed the mistake to the fact that he did the Hatofa on Shabbos against the ruling of the Amoraim. The Shach, by the way, in Cheshen Mishpat, Simen Shin Pei Beis, Sifkot and Dalet, citing the Rush, says that a father really has a mitzvah to circumcise his own child, and if he's capable of doing it, he should do the Bris Mila himself. Also, la halacha, there is a machlekas apaiskim regarding the chiyav of hatafas dam bris by a noilad mohel. The levush and simon reish samach gimel says it's only a chiyav to do hatafas dam bris midrabanan, but the minchas chinuch and mitzvah beis says that it's a mitzvah midaraisa. A woman who gives birth to a child and she doesn't have the regular tumas leida, for example, a child was yoytze daifin, the child was born via cesarean section, then there is no din of mila bishmini, and if the baby is born on Shabbos, we would not do the mila on Shabbos. In other words, mila is not teicha Shabbos in the case of a cesarean. Reb Chama said if a shivcha gave birth and later she went to the mikveh to become a geyeris, so her child is not a Yisrael vis-a-vis b'yayim hashmini. But if she was teivel first, then when the child is born, since she has the dinim of Tumas Leida, then the child has the halacha of Mila Bishmini. But the Tanakhama does not hold that it is Tali in Tumas Leida. Finally, Reb Shimon Gamliel said, if a child lives at least 30 days, it's considered as a Ben Kayama, a viable child, as we learn regarding Pidyon, that a Pidyon HaBen is after 30 days, and Pidyon Behema is after 8 days. Daf Kuf Lamed Vav. A child normally takes 9 months to be born. If it is carried for 7 months, then it's possible for it to live. If it's carried, though, for 8 months, we say that it's not viable, and it's likely to become a nephil. And if it is born after 8 months, we cannot do the milah if the 8th day falls out on Shabbos, because we can assume it's not going to be viable. Tosfos, citing a Gemara in Yevamos Daf Pei Amud Aleph, explains that this is so only if the fetus is born with underdeveloped nails and hair. However, if an 8-month-old baby exhibits fully developed nails and hair, then it's treated as a viable child, for then we know that we can assume that it was a 7th-month baby whose birth was just simply delayed. The Chazon Ish in Yeridei Simen Kufnun Ches says that today we are allowed to desecrate the Shabbos to save the life of a premature baby, even if we are certain that he was carried for only 8 months. Since it's common today for such babies to survive, both with an incubator and even without an incubator, the Chazon Ish says that apparently the nature today has changed, Nishtana HaTavayim, versus what it used to be back in those days. So the halachas that we say here in the Gemara about an 8-month-old baby, which is not viable, does not apply today. Reb Ada Bar Ava said, if someone does the mila on a ben ches chodesh, since it's like a nefil, it's like cutting a piece of meat, so he's not chayev for meleches chevil. And whether the nefil is compared to a trefa or not, that's a machlekes. If a calf is born on yontiv, we're allowed to shecht it on yontiv, and we don't consider it to be muktza, since it's muchan al gabi imay. It was in its mother's stomach already before Yontif. He could have shechted the mother and gotten the vlad before Yontif. If a child falls off a roof or was eaten by a lion before it's 30 days old, since most children live more than 30 days, we can assume it was a viable child. And then if the father dies, his brother is putter from doing yibum or chalitza with the almana, the dead child's mother. We know that yibum is only done if the man never had a child, but here he had a child, and one we assume was viable. The Gemara says that an androgynous, sofik zocher, sofik nekeva, it has the simanim of both. Tanakhama says its mila is not daicha Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda says it is daicha Shabbos, i.e. is considered like a regular zocher. Rabbi Yehuda does not hold that an androgynous is like a zocher for all halachas. For example, if someone makes a neder erki olai to give the value of a person to hektish, an androgynous has no value, unlike a zocher who has a value. And a tumtum, one whose organs are covered so we don't know if it's a zocher or a nekeva, also has no value, no erech. Taf Kuf Lamed Zayin, the Mishnah. If a male has 2 babies in front of him, one whose eighth day is Sunday, and one whose 8th day is Shabbos, and he by mistake did the mila of the Sunday baby on Shabbos, so the male is chayev a karban chatas, because he was makdim a mila too early. Taya b'dvar mitzvah, v'lay asa mitzvah. But if he had a Friday baby and a Shabbos baby, and he did Fridays on Shabbos, Rabbi Elazar says he's chayav achatas because it was machal Shabbos. It's a mila shalei bizmana, which is not doicha Shabbos. Rabbi Yeshua says potter, since he was toya b'dvar mitzvah v'osa mitzvah. L'maisa he did the mila, which he had a chiyav to do. The Gemara. Rabbi Meir says by a toya b'dvar mitzvah v'osa mitzvah, all would agree that he's potter. But the machlokes is by toya b'dvar mitzvah v'lo yasa mitzvah, and both of them learn their halachas from the halachas of Avodah Zarah. The Shulchan Aruch in Yeridei Simen Reish Samach Beis paskins that if the mila was done before the 8th day, for example, let's say it was done on day 4, the mitzvah was done, and there is no chiyav to do hatafas dam bris later on day 8. The Shach, however, says, the Rama holds, that just like if the mila was done after day 8, it's a good mila, but you just don't get credit for the aspect of Yom HaShmini, so too before the 8th day. The Shagas Aryeh argues on the Rama and says that if it was done before day 8, he is not yotze the mitzvah at all, because our Mishnah before said that if he did it early, it's a case of tov b'dvar mitzvah v'lo yasa mitzvah. So then, why not do hatafas dam bris when day 8 comes? Shagas Aryeh Siman Nun Beis answers that the reason hatafas dam bris is not required when a baby is circumcised early is not because that mitzvah was already fulfilled, but on the contrary, because we view a prematurely circumcised baby as though his entire organ was severed, and the mitzvah of bris milah is no longer possible. The Mishnah. Sometimes a katan has milah on day 8, sometimes lechatchila we do it on 9, 10, 11, or 12, but we never do it before day 8. Normally, it's day 8. If it was born in the period of Ben Hashmashas, Safek Yom, Safek Laila, on Friday evening, then the milah will be on day 10. Friday is day 1. We cannot do it on day 8 Friday, since it may be too early. Shabbos we can't do it, which is day 9, since it's a Safek, so therefore we wait till Sunday. And if Sunday is Yontif, we'll push it till Monday, since milah shalei bizmana is not daicha Yontif either. And if Sunday, Monday is Rosh Hashanah, then we'll wait till Tuesday, so then we'll have the maximum of 12 days. A katan who became sick, you cannot do the milah until he gets healthy. The Rambam and the Shach say, only the second day of Rosh Hashanah do we say milah shalei bizmana is not daicha Rosh Hashanah. That's why our Mishnah, Bedafka, mentions Rosh Hashanah. But any other Yontif Sheni Shel Golius, we can do the milah shalei bizmana. The Beis Yosef and the Rosh argue, and say that all Yontif Sheni Shel Golius, a milah shalei bizmana, cannot be daicha Yontif. The Gemara. If a child was sick, we need to wait until the fever subsides, and then we must count a full 7 days, me'es le'es, until we can do the milah. And we don't say miktsas heyam kekulei, like by a regular child. For example, if day 1, even if the child is born at 3 p.m., we count that day as the full day number 1. Bizman hazeh, if a child is jaundiced, if he's yellow, he's considered ill, and we cannot do the milah until he gets better. But the Rambam writes that we only delay the bris if the jaundice is substantial. He's yorek b'yoyser. Regarding if we must wait a full 7 days or not for all types of jaundice, this is a machlokes apaiskim between Rishtaim Zalman Arbach, who says it depends on the situation, and the Minchas Yitzchak, who says we always have to wait a full 7 days. The next Mishnah. The following are the tzitzin ha-ma'akvin, the strands of flesh that if they are not cut off, they are ma'akev, the milah. Any skin which still covers the crown of the milah, and by the way, there's a machlokes rishainim, if only leaving the ar ha-arla, which is what Rashi and the Rabbam say, the thick skin, if that's ma'akev, or even if we leave tzitzin from the ar ha-priya, the thin membrane, if this is ma'akev, this is the shita of the Rajba and Taisvis and Yavamas daf ayin aleph amid beis. We paskin like Taisvis lahachmer. And if the tzitzin ha-ma'akvin are not cut off, and he's a kayin, he cannot eat truma, he's considered like an arel. And if the milah was done, but not the priya, i.e. did not cut away the priya, the thin membrane, the child is still called an arel, i.e. it's like there was no milah that was done at all. Gemara. When the male does the milah, he makes the bracha of Asher Kiddushanam Vitzvaysa Vitzivanu al ha-milah. The father of the child then says, Asher Kiddushanam Vitzvaysa Vitzivanu lachnisai bivrisai shlavram avinu. And the people who are standing answer, Kishem shenichnas labris keinikonis l'tayra l'chupa ulamaisim tayvim. The Chiddush Yeran is medayek from the words of the Gemara, v'ha'imdim sham, those who are standing, they say Kishem shenichnas labris, that all people who are at the bris need to stand at the time of the milah, they cannot be sitting. The Abu Draham asks, why the specific order of Taira, Chuppah, and Maisim Tovim? Why that order? And he answers, since in Kiddushin, the Gemara says, Le'olam yomad Taira v'achar kach yisa isha, that's why Taira comes first, then Chuppah comes. And why are Maisim Tovim the mitzvahs at the end? This is at Bar Mitzvah, so why that should actually be first? Gemara answers, since a person is not a Bar Einshin until age 20, which is really after Chuppah, which is at age 18. The Gemara says, the one who holds the Kais Yain makes the following bracha. Asher kidei shidid mi beten, bless are you Hashem, our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified the Beloved One from the womb. Chok b'she'eroi, sum, and so on and so forth. Baruch ata Hashem, keres habris. Bless are you Hashem, who establishes the covenant. We say that Hashem is mekadosh the one he loved, Yitzchak, from the time of birth. Hashem implanted his chayk of milah on his skin, and also his descendants have this mitzvah. Therefore we pray to Hashem to save all of us from the einish of Gehenim, due to mitzvah's milah. Bless Hashem who made the bris. And Taisus Reed asks, why is it that not only there's one bracha here of Birchas HaMitzvah, like Shaifer, why do we make an additional bracha, Kidei Shiyadid Mibetan? Taisus Reed answers, it's a special mitzvah chaviva, since it was given even before Matan Torah. Mashenk and other mitzvahs have only one bracha, since they came by Matan Torah. Finally, when one does a milah on a ger, he also makes a special bracha of Lomol Es HaGerim, and we do a hatofas dam bris. This marks the end of this perek. Now let's begin perek chaf teilin, the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer says one is allowed before yontif to suspend a keli over a strainer, even though he's making an oil over the item. And if an oil is already suspended, one can use it to catch wine. The Chachamim say one cannot suspend a keli on yontif or put wine in it, but on yontif one can put wine in. The Gemara. Yechanan says all say that you cannot make even an oil aray on yontif, and certainly not on Shabbos. But to add to an existing oil, that's where the machloikis exists. Finally, if someone did make an oil aray on yontif, he's chayev to bring a chatas. Daf kuf lamed ches. The reason one cannot make an oil on yontif is because it's a uvda dechol, a weekday type of activity which could lead to doing a full malacha. The wine straining is according to Rava, the malacha of Beirer, separating the oichel and leaving the psevas. According to Rabbi Zera, it's a malacha of merakid, sifting. Rami Bar Yecheskel said one should not spread a tent or a sheet over a frame to provide an oichel, an awning, but if it had a string attached to it, whereas it can be rolled or unrolled, then it's mutter to open and close this. Kuntras al-Daf says that one practical application of this halacha relates to covering a sukkah to protect it from the rain. According to the Shita of Rabbeinu Yoina, which is brought in Taisus Erevin, Daf Kuf Beis, Amid Beis, as long as there is a drawstring attached to the covering, it may be pulled open on Yantif. There are Mahavir Paskins and Archaim Simen Tofresh Chavav Sif Gimel, that if the covering is fastened to the sukkah with hinges, then it may be opened and closed on Yantif, just as a door to a house may be opened and closed, and it's not considered to be Baina, it's not considered to be building. A curtain can be put up or taken down on Shabbos because the Isur of Ohel only applies to a covering, not to a curtain. A bridal canopy may be hung on Shabbos, but only if the apex of the roof is less than a tefach wide. And if it widens to the width of a tefach within three tefachim of the apex, then we also must be machmer due to lovet. If something is within three tefachim, we say it as if it's connected to that point. When the Rabbanim came to Kerem B'Yavne to set up the Sanhedrin, they said the Torah will be forgotten in Klal Yisrael. They will forget Dvar Hashem. This refers to Halacha, it refers to the Ketz, the end of Golos, and it refers to Nevuah, prophecy. All these will be forgotten. Finally, although normally something must be touched directly to contract Tuma, but a Kli Cheres has a special Halacha in that it can give Tuma to certain items which are just in its airspace. Daf Kuf Lamed Tes. Rabbi Yossi Bar Elisha says, if you see a generation where there are a lot of tzaras in Klal Yisrael, go be baidik in the Dayanim, the judges of that generation, since all bad things which come on the account of corrupt Dayanim. Ula said, Ein Yerushalayim nifta ela bitztaka. Yerushalayim will only be redeemed through tztaka. Shenemar, as the pasuk in Yishai Aleph says, Tzion b'mishpat tipada v'shaveha bitztaka. Tzion shall be redeemed via justice, and the ones who return shall be redeemed via tztaka. The Etzbei Seichem Ba'avain refers to the corrupt Seifrim in the courts. And Sifsei Seichem Dibru Sheke refers to the lawyers who give litigants lies in order to say them in court. Since Aaron HaKohen was happy that his brother Moshe Rabbeinu became the leader of Klal Yisrael, and he was not jealous, he was zeichet to have the Choshen Mishpat on his heart. The Gemara says Rabbi Nashva gave answers to three questions, including the psak, that it is usher for a Jew or a guy to bury someone who died both on the first day of Yontif as well as the second day of Yontif. But Rabbi Yochanan said, if it involves Kavod Abrius, then it would be mutter to have a guy do the burying. Rava said, on Yontif Sheni Shel Golius, even a Jew can do it. And this would apply even to the second day of Rosh Hashanah. For Halacha L'maisa Bizman Hazeh, Ayin Igrus Meisha, Rachayim Chelek Gimel, Simen Ayin Vav. The Gemara says one is allowed to wrap himself in a cloak with strings and walk with it in a Rosh Hasharabim on Shabbos. The strings, we say, are batal to the cloak. However, if one goes out with a talis that has tzitzis psula, that is usher to walk with them in a Rosh Hasharabim, since they are not batal to the beged. The strings are a chashiv, a part of the talis. Rashi says they're chashiv since they have tchelis, the Mishnah. If we have sediments of wine in a strainer, one can pour water into it to clear the wine, and one can rid wine of mold, if he does it with a shina. One can make a nimlin, which is a type of drink, on Shabbos. Reb Tzadok says the quantities depend on the number of guests that you have in the house. Daf Kuf Mem, the Gemara. Mustard, which was kneaded before Shabbos, Rav said one can on Shabbos continue to process it with liquid with a keli only, but not by hand, since this will be considered a malach of lush if it's done by hand. Shmuel says he can only do it with a hand, then it's mutter, but if he does it with a keli, then it's aser. The Mishnah. One is not allowed to soak chiltis root in warm water, but one can put it in vinegar and dip the bread into it. And one cannot put straw on a high place, so chaff will fall from it. Gemara. chilsis cannot be soaked since it's considered to be an uvda dechol. If one wants to move a shirt off a muktzah hanging rod, he can do it by moving the shirt, but not by moving the rod. This is called tiltul min atzad, indirect movement. If, however, you need the place of where the stick is, the stick, the rod, can be moved. This is called tzarech mekoymet, because you need the place where the stick, where the rod, is sitting. Reb Chisda said to his daughters, be modest before your husbands, and don't eat bread in front of them, lest you eat too much and become unattractive to them. The Mishnah. Reb Leisa said one can scrape dirt off a trough of an ox or off the ground, so it won't get mixed with the food on Shabbos. The Chachamim say this is Aser, and one can move food, however, from one animal to another. Daf Kuf Mem Aleph, the Mishnah. Straw is normally muksa, since it's used for fires. But if it's on a bed, one can move it kil achar yad, if he needs the bed. But if it was designated for animal food, or for the purpose of sleeping on it, as a pillow, then it's not considered to be muksa. Clothing in a press cannot be put in on Shabbos, but it can be taken out. But a launderer's presser cannot be used at all on Shabbos. Gemara. Crushing pepper is asur on Shabbos due to teichen, due to grinding. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, if it's done with a shinei, it would be mutter. Wet cloth should not be used as a bottle stopper, because when pushing it, he might squeeze out some liquid, and this would be over the malacha of schita. One can scrape clean a new shoe, but not an old shoe, because we're afraid he'll pull off some of the leather, which is tantamount to mamachek, to smoothing. Finally, a person should not go out on Shabbos with shoes that are too big, since they may fall off, and the person would then come to carry them in a rishus harabim. This marks the end of this perek. Perek Chaf Aleph, Neitel, the Mishnah. A person can pick up his child on Shabbos, even if the child is holding a stone, which is muktzah. And he can pick up a basket, which has a muktzah stone. Gemara. If someone carries a child in a rishus harabim with a purse on his neck, he's putter for carrying the child. As Reb Nosson says, chai naisa es atzmai. They aid in their own carrying. But he is chai for the purse. Masha'enkin, if the child is dead, then he's putter on both. The child is putter on, since the malacha she'en tzricha legufa. He's not carrying the child for the purpose of carrying, the child is dead. And he's potter on the purse, since the purse is considered tofel to the dead child. What good is a toy purse if there is no live child? Daf Kuf Mem Beis. Even though the basket with the stone is considered a basis ledavar asur, but since it also has a lot of peiros in it, the peiros are more chashiv, therefore it's a basis ledavar asur umoter. If a saw of truma falls into 100 saw of chulin, you can take out one random saw of truma, and it's all mutter to the zar. And if a second saw fell in before taking out the first saw, the Tanakhama says it's aser, Reb Shimon says it's mutter. The next Mishnah. If a stone, which is muktzah, is on a barrel of wine, so to get to the wine, we tilt the barrel so the stone will fall off. If a pillow gets dirty, one may wipe it off with a rag, but not with water, because this would be laundering, which is a tolda of libun, whitening. Gemara. Once they forgot a purse full of money on a busy street, so they paskened that it can be moved with a loaf of bread, or it can be moved on top of a baby. Others said that this heter only applies to moving a dead body due to kavod abrius, but not doing it if one needs to move something else. Daf Kuf Mem Gimel, the Mishnah. Beis Shammai said one can remove from the shulchan bones and nutshells, and Beis Hillel says he cannot, but rather he should move the board they are lying on and then shake them off. But one can move breadcrumbs and pea pods, since they are ro'i lebehema. A sponge, you must be careful when you handle a sponge on Shabbos, because if it's squeezed, you could be over on the Isser of Schita. The Rambam says squeezing out a sponge is not Schita, but it's Osir due to the Malacha of Kibus, laundering, because wringing out clothing is part of the laundering process. Kibus is a tolda, by the way, of the Malacha of Malabe. The Chazan Ish in Simen Nun Vav Sifkotne says that squeezing a sponge is not Kibus, but rather it's Dush, threshing. Extracting liquid from any garment is similar to extracting juice from a fruit, which is a tolda of Dush, threshing, as we mentioned earlier in the Masechta. Gemara. When Shabbos began, the peas were in the pod, not royal le'achilas behema. They were not outside the pod, so the animal couldn't eat them. So why don't we say that they're muktzah due to nailin? Gemara says they hold like Reb Shimon, who does not hold of this muktzah. Finally, pits. Once they become part of a large pile of pits, then we say they're a graf shel rei, and they could be moved. This marks the end of this parak. Now let's begin parak chav beis, chavis, the Mishnah. If a wine barrel breaks, one can save enough wine for Gimel Su'udis. But he can also tell other people to come, and each of them can take wine for Gimel Su'udis. But one cannot mop it up for squeezing after Shabbos. Fruit cannot be squeezed for their liquid on Shabbos. This is a tolda of Dush. Rabbi Yehuda says if you eat the fruit, you can also drink the liquid. But if you really want the liquid, then you cannot drink it. honeycomb crushed before Shabbos. The honey is now oozing on Shabbos. It's usher to take the honey. Rabbi Elazar says it's mutter. Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda was made to the Chachamim that by olives and grapes, that the juice is always usher. So even if he really wants the fruit, but since most olives and grapes are squeezed for the juice, we're more afraid of schita. And the halacha is lekula, like Rabbi Yehuda, on all peres, but we go lechumra by olives and grapes. For something to be able to be mekabel tuma, it needs hakshara, via being touched by one of the seven liquids. This includes cholef. And the seven liquids are abbreviated with the words yad, shachat, dam. And it can be makshir, even shalei l'ratzain by cholef, if the woman, for example, does not want. If a fruit is never squeezed, for example, something like plums, even the chacham would be maida that those would be okay to squeeze. Masha'enkein, fruits which are sometimes squeezed by some people, such as berries or pomegranates, even though they are not designated for squeezing, they are still usher to squeeze. The Rambam in Perek Kaf Aleph of Hilchos Shabbos Halacha Yud Beis explains that squeezing such fruits is usher midrabanan, even though their juice is halachically considered as an oichel, because of the concern that one who squeezes berries might come to squeeze grapes, since they resemble grapes and they are periodically used for squeezing. This is brought in Kuntras al-Hadaf. The Shulchan Aruch, however, in Simen Shin Chaf Sivvav, bringing the Rush, rules that squeezing lemons is mutter, because lemons belong to the category of fruits that are not commonly squeezed. Apparently, in the times of the Rush, lemons were not squeezed for drinking purposes, but only for use in salads. The Chai Adam, which is brought in the Mishnah Berurah, Simen Shin Chaf, Sifkaten Chaf Beis, is reluctant to permit squeezing lemons to make for lemonade today on Shabbos. Today, as we know, lemon juice is commonly produced in large quantities and stored separately for later use. Therefore, he argues that lemons today are in the same category as pomegranates and berries, in the times of the Gemara, and may not be squeezed unless they're squeezed directly into food itself, as we're going to speak about a little bit later. The Gemara says if beets are squeezed and placed in a mikveh, they passel the mikveh due to the change in color, due to the shinui mara. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel says, it is mutar lachatchila to squeeze grapes into a pot of food, since it's clear that it's not squeezing the grapes for drinking the juice, derech disha, but rather just to flavor the food, i.e. mashka habal lo eichel ka eichel dami, and it's not considered a liquid. But squeezing liquid into a bowl is usher as disha, since it looks like you want it for the purpose of the liquid. The Shulchan Aruch and Simen Shin Chaf, Sif Dalet, says that it's mutter to squeeze grapes or other fruit directly into food. The Rama, however, assers squeezing fruit onto food. The Mishnah Berurah and Simen Shin Chaf, Sif Katan Chaf Dalet, writes that if one wishes to make lemonade on Shabbos, he can squeeze the lemons directly into the sugar and then add the sugar to the water. And in fact, this is the best way to make tea on Shabbos. If a person makes tea, of course, assuming that he made the essence before Shabbos, but if he wants to add lemon, he should put the lemon onto the sugar and then put the sugar with the lemon into the tea. Because as we know, we said before, mashka balo eichel ka eichel dami. Dafkuf memhe. If one wants to squeeze a pickle, if it's for the purpose of the pickle, then it's mutter. But if it's for the juice, midrabanan, then it's pater aval osser. But it's not considered dash midaraisa, since it's not really its own juice around the pickle. Rav says, midaraisa, one is only chayav if one squeezes grapes and olives. An aid mi pi aid, which we know normally is not mutter, we need two aidim to say normal aidus, but if it's aid mi pi aid, that's only mutter in the case of aidus isha, in terms of one aid hearing from the other that a woman's husband died. And the reason this is true is because mishum iguna hi kilu be rabbanan, because the rabbanan did not want a woman to remain in aguna, not be able to marry for the rest of her life. They were mekel, and they said that aid mi pi aid is mutter. And in addition to that, kol mekadesh adait the rabbanan mekadesh, and the halacha of aid mi pi aid is also kosher for bechor as well. The next Mishnah. Anything that was already cooked before Shabbos can be soaked in hot water on Shabbos. But if it wasn't cooked, you cannot soak it, but you can rinse it. The Gemara. Rabbi Yechanan said, unless a halacha is clear to you, it's better not to say it at all. And going into golos can take away from a person's good looks. Daf kuf mem vav. When Vanachash came to Chava, he injected in her an impurity, and all of Klal Yisrael who stood at Har Sinai had this impurity and physical defects taken from them. For example, if someone was blind, they lost the blindness and they could see like anyone else. And even a ger today becomes pure via their mazalim who were there for them at the time of Har Sinai.